With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows is facing backlash from her decision to bar former President Trump from the state Republican presidential primary ballot. Bellows, who does not have a law degree, reportedly made the decision based in part on YouTube videos. Some Republicans in the Maine legislature are looking to impeach her over that move. A powerful earthquake in Japan Monday kills at least six people.
For several hours after the quake struck, authorities said the Sea of Japan coast could be hit by a tsunami of up to 5 meters. It immediately brought back memories of March 2011, when a 15-meter tsunami inflicted massive destruction along Japan's northeast coast, killing nearly 20,000 people. The threat of a tsunami has now largely passed, but the damage is still severe. Older houses have been brought down, roads torn up, bridges and railways severely damaged. And hospitals are reporting many injured.
Also at SRNnews.com, New Year's in Northern California was off the rails.
Several people suffered minor injuries and service was disrupted when a train derailed and caught fire New Year's Day in the San Francisco Bay Area. The Bay Area Rapid Transit System says the commuter train had just left Orinda around 9 a.m. Monday when the front two cars derailed just northeast of Oakland. All passengers were evacuated. Fire crews quickly extinguished flames in two cars. Service was discontinued and the Orinda station was closed for the rest of the day. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A Colorado mother wanted for the deaths of two of her children is arrested in the UK. Colorado Springs police say Kimberly Singler was taken into custody without incident Saturday. The investigation began December 19th when police found her 9-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son dead inside their home. This is SRN News. China is going after Christian kids, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The ruling Communist Party wants to snuff out Christianity in the country, and what better way than to target the next generation? Pastors inside China say the government has passed a grab bag of new laws, all designed to make it harder for kids to be exposed to Christ. Children cannot attend worship services at state churches and cannot engage in any, quote, religious activities. Christian moms and dads are turning to house churches and homeschooling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some states are trying to prevent kids from being exposed to porn content in their local libraries. Illinois going the opposite direction. A new law there has gone into effect that strips libraries of state funding if they ban any book due to content. All Illinois libraries must adopt the American Library Association's mandate, which states that, quote, materials should not be excluded because of the origin, background, or views of those contributing. This is SRN News. Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massie is warning the House has the final say over the election after liberal states claim former President Trump is ineligible for the ballot.
Congressman Massie recently took to X, formerly known as Twitter, to caution states moving to keep Trump off the presidential ballot, saying the House, quote, is the ultimate arbiter of whether to certify electors. Colorado Supreme Court and Maine Secretary of State have deemed Trump ineligible for ballots in their states over his alleged role in the attacks on the U.S. Capitol in January 2021. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Pay raises are coming for many in the new year. The minimum wage going up in 22 states, where nearly 10 million will see their wages go up. On top of that, January 1st also sees over three dozen cities and counties upping their minimum wages above state levels. Workers in California, New York, and Hawaii account for 51% of those getting a bump in pay. More details at SRNnews.com.